Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Norberto Martin. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Lyle Mouton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilson Alvarez. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gerald Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting third. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Nilsson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting sixth. The DH, Todd Dunn. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mark Loretta. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Scott Carl. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Durham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Durham moves to second. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There's a wild pitch. Durham moves to third. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Durham scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Burnitz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnitz for the out. Two outs. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Zerillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cameron hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Snopek strikes out. One out. Ron Carcoviche batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Carcoviche takes first base on ball 4. Cameron moves to second. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Cameron. The throw from Matheny and he is safe. Cameron steals third. Darren Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Karkoviche moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham strikes out. 2 outs. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cameron scores. Karkoviche moves to third. Lewis moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Loretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mieske strikes out. 1 out. Todd Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Loretta hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin hits a line drive into right field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mouton is 0-for-1 in the game. Mouton strikes out. 1 out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cameron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carl fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Matheny batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Matheny hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into right field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Snopek is 0-for-1 in the game. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carl fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Karkoviche is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Karkoviche hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nilsson throws to second for 1, and Valentin throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Lewis moves to second. two outs. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Lewis trying to get to home. Williams throws the ball into Matheny, who tags Lewis, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mieske is 0-for-1 in the game. Mieske hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Dunn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0-for-1 in the game. Dunn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Mouton is 0-for-2 in the game. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Loretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Loretta takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Loretta moves to second. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Matheny is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matheny bunts towards the mound. Alvarez fields it and throws to first for the out. Loretta moves to third. Valentin moves to second. One out. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Loretta scores. Valentin moves to third. Williams moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. Valentin scores. Williams moves to third. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Brewers, 2. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cirillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Snopek is 0 for 2 in the game. Snopek strikes out. Two outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Karkoviche hits a fly ball into center field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nilsson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mieske is 0 for 2 in the game. Mieske hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Dunn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0 for 2 in the game. Dunn strikes out. Two outs. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Loretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Loretta takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Loretta moves to second. Carlos Castillo now pitching. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Matheny is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Fetters now pitching. Dave Martinez pinch hits for Darren Lewis. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez strikes out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Durham hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Martinez now playing right field. Mike Cameron now playing center field. Gerald Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burnett. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Burnett steals second. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Castillo spins and fires to second, and Burnett is picked off. Two outs. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zerillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mouton is 0 for 3 in the game. Mouton takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cameron strikes out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen pinch hits for Chris Snopek. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mouton moves to second. Harold Baines pinch hits for Ron Carcoviche. Ron Villone now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nilsson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. Mouton moves to third. Guillen moves to second. 2 outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Durham is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Villone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Tony Peña now catching. Ozzie Guillen now playing shortstop. Norberto Martin now playing third base. Chuck McElroy now pitching. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson takes first base on ball 4. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mieske is 0 for 3 in the game. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Nilsson moves to second. 1 out. Todd Dunn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Dunn is 0 for 3 in the game. Dunn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Dunn reaches second base with a double. Nilsson scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Loretta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dunn scores. It's White Sox, 5, Brewers, 5. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Valentin strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Simas now pitching. Jesse Levis pinch hits for Mike Matheny. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Levis hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jesse Levis now catching. Doug Jones now pitching. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Martin strikes out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Mouton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cameron is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Cameron reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. Mouton goes all the way around to score. Cameron moves to third. It's 7-5, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a pop-up beyond short. Valentin can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Cameron scores. It's 8-5, White Sox. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from Levis and he is out, Loretta applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Gerald Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Hernandez covering, for the out. 1 out. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cirillo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nilsson for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.